The Simba Room Effect from RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org.
Welcome to The Simba Room Effect, an actual play podcast brought to you by Dave, Matthew, and the guys from the Coriolis Effect. Let us welcome you back to the Kingdom of Ambria and the Davakar Forest, and to episode 2 of The Tale of the Lonesome Goblin. Previously on the Simba Room Effect. Life at the Inn of the Lonesome Ogre carries on despite the loss of their friend and father figure, Elgor. Amla has taken Elgor's departure very badly. But despite this sadness, they have won a small victory over their enemy, Ivan Tor, and have extended the hand of charity to Veerly, another erstwhile enemy. Things may now have a chance to settle down, but then Amla is gone, leaving only a note for Potboy, Radamaramai, and Grendel.
The bed is undisturbed, and the room is empty, but you find that on the bed.
Oh dear. As I'm opening this.
And by that I mean there's a note.
Yes.
For those people who are listening to
this. For the benefit of our listeners, I'm opening the note, I'm walking out and into. This is Elgor's old bedroom, is it? I'm just checking, make sure he's not in there.
No, he's not in there.
So you get to read that and then translate it to us in sign language.
This is going to be the most exciting moment in podcast history ever.
Yeah, I don't want to just kill myself before it's over.
Should I share the contents of the letter with us, Potboy, or pass the letter over so we can
to let one of those who can read, read it? And for the benefit of our listeners audience. To actually understand what's going on?
You might want to edit the silence out as I'm reading this, but I'm reading it first and then I'm going to have the I sigh. I raised my eyebrows.
Oh, God. I'm going to ask me.
Are you guys, you're in the corridor looking at me as I read this letter.
Yeah. Right? I'm going to get really to shoot me on the crossbow bolt. This is
Rado, I know you longer than I know him, don't I?
Yes.
Sorry,
I'm going to have to
shoot. Are you going to read it out, Tone, for the benefit of listeners?
Yeah, somebody should, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Well, I'll read it out, Anifa.
And remind me what it says.
Grendel as well. My dear Potboy, Radamaramai and Grendel, I thought I could cope without my friend and life brother, but this place is empty and cold without Elgor's presence. We grew up together in the slums of Thistlehold. I can't remember the days before Elgor and I were together. I know Elgor was ageing and suffering badly from the fevers, but I fear he may have left us before his time. He is not old enough to go to die in the forest, not yet. I've gone after him to bring him back. I have to try.
God.
I go in the safe knowledge that you will all look after the lonesome ogre in my absence. Really? Not sure the safe knowledge that we're all going to immediately run after you. So that was my editorialising. I know the forest is a dangerous place, and I'm happy to brave those dangers to bring my brother home. But if I don't return within 2 weeks, you should assume the worst has happened. In that case, I'll leave the inn to the three of you. In the parts of one half share for Potboy and one quarter share each for Rado and Grendel. This on the condition that you treat Bernard, Adalbert, Ragnild and Marion well, as they have served us well in the past. I leave in the sure knowledge that you will. The strong box I keep hidden in the storm cellar has our savings, not much, but you will need it to keep the inn going. I hope to see you all very soon, but if the gods will it otherwise, I hope you keep a fond memory in your hearts for your old friends, Amla and Elgor. Wherever we may be, we will be thinking fondly of you.
Bugger.
So who are we going to leave in charge of the inn while we go after that? Amla and Elgor then, into the woods.
My heart is beating because I've just sent a bloke with a crossbow into the woods.
Yeah. God.
What if he comes back saying, I've got two goblins?
goblin skin, go cheap.
Don't give him any ideas.
Poetic justice. Send the man to die. He takes down.
I didn't send him to die.
Well,
I'm setting up a life for him.
So we've got to go and bring him back, really, haven't we?
I shrugged my shoulders.
So you think we should leave? We should leave Elgor and Amlor to themselves. Elgor and Amla to themselves in the forest.
You know, is that a yes?
You think we should not?
I shrugged my shoulders and raised an eyebrow.
Yeah, but what is that? That's not really an answer, is it? That's just saying that's abdicating responsibility for a decision.
It is really, yes.
That's not a yes or a no, is it?
I nod.
I'm going to kill myself.
You nod. Nod. To what? That we should go after them. You think we should stay?
We should let them die after then,
and leave them to it.
Even though they took you in when you were a wee little stone or whatever you ogres, you know.
I sigh.
They built their inn outside the safe walls of the early granite hole in order to protect Potboy. Without
around.
The protection of those walls until years later that the walls expanded. And Potboy goes, oh, fuck them.
I sigh and say...
You say something.
And since then... I've done what they've said. They say, look after the inn. So, that's the end of the adventure.
It is. It is, really. Good game, Ben. Yet again, I've never got to kill anything, but...
We've got 2 weeks of inn management to simulate.
Right, yes, well, laundry bills.
Yeah, let's check over the accounts.
Right, what skill is that? I reckon that'll probably be cunning, won't it?
Boring fart skill.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you're upstairs, Adalbert comes up and says, Amla.
He's sleeping.
I make a big pantomime of opening... Of closing his door quietly.
Mm-hmm. So he's sleeping. He's not well, mate. He's still in mourning for
Elgor.
Yeah. Potboy's in charge. You can try asking him. See if I can get.
Yeah. She's one of...
I raised my eyebrows and
just wondered where Amla was. Haven't seen him all morning. And nice. We've got some people coming in.
What does this person do?
Just as in punters, just
people. Yeah, no, but
Adalbert is Bernard's son. He works in the kitchen.
Okay.
He was one who was punched by Veerly.
So I mime.
Get back to cooking, you little.
Get back to cooking.
Cunt. Okay, he goes, oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, you've known him for, you know, 18 years.
Yeah, that's why I was asking you what he did as opposed to going. What do you do? I've never seen you before in life.
Okay.
My inn now.
Okay, so he goes back downstairs. And you can hear him saying as he goes down, everyone, try and keep quiet because Amla's asleep.
I look at the two of you. What? From one of you to the other. I'm back again.
Just shoot me now. I personally think we should go after him.
We have to.
I mean, he did actually give me a home after he threw out my parents for an hour, so I suppose, yes.
I know Amla said the letter that we should stay and not go after him, look after the inn, but he's saying that to protect us, which is what they've always done, and maybe it's time for us to go and protect them.
I mean, mainly us changing into softy little charity cases or whatever. Or charity workers, it seems, this weekend. But
it won't take too long. We've got enough staff who can run the inn. What have we gone? You can stay if you like, Potboy.
Are you still double gun? Are you still upstairs at the moment?
Yeah, oh, I'm slowly walking out of the bar here.
Okay, so you can hear a not commotion downstairs, but you can hear Bernard saying, "Haven't seen you in here any time recently. It's great to see you. What can we get you?"
Who's that?
I point meaningfully at the bundle of clothes under the bench were Viola's
clothes. Do you? Good. Well done.
So are you out in the top bar now?
Yeah.
Okay, you can
You're
see...
trying to say what he'll get up to while we're gone. Yes?
I nod.
Well, when I will go looking for the I am going to take my parents' things with me.
Maybe we can take Veerly with us, with his crossbow. Maybe Veerly can come prove himself.
You're looking doubtful, but I nod in affirmation that that's probably quite a good idea.
He's not in the inn where he could potentially cause trouble.
You can hear from down below, so Bernard is obviously talking to this person. Well, you can hear, and Bernard, you can hear Bernard say, "No, well, Amla hasn't got up yet. He's obviously, he's not happy since Elgor left."
Go to the railing and look down.
And you can hear a voice that says, "We know that Amla isn't here."
Who's that?
And it's Judge Guadar, who is the one who took the confession of Veerly. And stood behind him, you can see Priest Kenaniah and Brother Magister.
What's your problem?
No,
good to see you, sir. Oh, quiet.
I go down the stairs.
Of course, they don't like us.
Bernard says, No, Amla's here. Of course, he's here. And Judge Guadar says,
I nod.
Says, No, he's not, is he? Unfortunately.
I look quizzical.
Well, we saw him leaving Granite Hold yesterday evening. Too late for anyone to try and stop him, but... Are you telling me that Amla is upstairs? Well, we saw him leave just before curfew last night.
Came back.
Well, let's let him tell me that.
Now, this is
sleeping.
I could try the old shape-changing thing here, couldn't I?
So Judge Guadar,
I don't pull that face because I'm downstairs.
Judge Guadar says, look, we know that Amla's been struggling since Elgor left. Well, he has. He told everybody, so you can't deny that, but you can shake your head all you like. But we know that Amla and Elgor have been here since day one, been together all this time. He's got quite a, sympathetic look on his face. He's not being grumpy or angry or anything. He says, but look, the forest is a dangerous place. For anyone, let alone an old goblin. So if he's gone on some fanciful mission, he's unlikely to come back. We have to face facts. He's unlikely to come back. And I feel some sympathy, considering what certain previously upstanding members of this community have been doing. And the same for you, Redo Meramai and Grendel. And you can see you looking over the railing, even if you're trying not to.
Morning.
Morning.
I'm going to come downstairs.
But unfortunately, in this society, ogres are not legally recognised as Ambrian citizens.
I've been, and all the time he's been talking, I'm folding the letter. Yep. Very, very small.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm putting it into my...
So what are you saying?
And changelings, I'm sorry to say... I have absolutely no status whatsoever. I'm content for you to stay. I've got no beef with any of you. And Potboy, you've been here longer than any of us. But as I said, in Ambrian civilization, you don't have a legal status.
So basically, saying you're going to throw us out. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if Amla doesn't return, this place will revert to the town, to the local authority.
Amla.
And in that situation, I will be forced
as the judge of Granite Hall to auction the inn to the highest bidder.
I rarely speak, but I'm speaking now. Amla and Elgor will return.
If they return in 2 weeks' time, then that is absolutely fine. And naturally, there will be no problem. Elgor left to go and die in the forest. Amla, I can only suppose, has left to die in the forest too. They were both old. They were old for goblins.
I shake my head.
No.
But if they don't return within 2 weeks, then we have to assume that they will never return, in which case the inn will revert to local ownership. And the town doesn't want to own it, so I will be forced to auction it. I'm sorry, I don't want to cause you trouble. I'm not doing this.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I'm telling you this because there would be people who wouldn't tell you this.
I'm going to leave before I lose my temper and say something which is going to make things worse, I think. I'm going back in the rooms upstairs.
I'm very sorry. I'm not saying this to be unkind to you. I'm saying this to give you every opportunity to make other arrangements, whatever those arrangements may be. And make it clear that if they don't return within 2 weeks, or there is a legal document legally witnessed that hands it to one of you or all of you, then the laws of Embry mean I will have to take it into municipal ownership and then auction it to the highest bidder. I'm very sorry to all of you.
My home.
Yes, I know, but my hands are tied. I'm sorry. And he turns around and leaves. And the guys go with him.
You know, until now, I was actually thinking I was going to become part of the community and join the militia and, you know...
Now I go downstairs into the basement. I get my goblin sword.
Your ogre sword?
My ogre sword.
Mm. So you did say, though, unless we have a legal document, which... gives it into us. Is that not what we've got?
No, but it gives most of the... But no, it doesn't, because it's neither us, neither changelings nor ogres have any...
I nod in agreement.
You did say a document that was legally witnessed and verified. So you think that document doesn't necessarily cut it, but if it was legally verified by somebody in the town, it might be?
But we would probably need Amla and
we bring them back.
We have to bring them back now. Well, we've got plenty of staff in the inn who we trust. You can run the inn in our absence, do we not? We've been working here for many years. And we've got experience.
Coins. Copper coins.
From Ortex.
Ortex. I nod towards the storm cellar. To you.
To you.
The storm cellar was where...
Where the...
Amla said they kept their stash, yeah.
So presumably we have... We pay our staff anyway, so we must have some working...
So you're thinking of the fact we can...
Amla's always dealt with that.
If he auctions it, you're thinking we can buy it with what they've got us in there?
You think we've got enough money to pay the staff in advance for a period we're going to be away for 2 weeks. Okay.
So, you turn around and see that kind of stood behind you. You've got Bernard and Adalbert and Mariam and Ragnhild.
Yeah.
Who are all looking...
A bit upset.
Very upset. And Bernard says... Go and bring them back.
I show it to Bernard.
Mm. Yeah, Bernard, we're going to
bring them back.
We'll keep the place running whilst you're away. Just come back safely.
I show him coin. The questioning look on my face.
Just go and do it.
So we're going to take the charity case with us as well, aren't we? He's coming whether he likes it or not.
Okay, I need you guys, one of you, to make a... to make 3d20 rolls.
Mm. Mm.
And let me know what you get on the 3 rolls. Don't mind, any one of you to do it.
Go on.
Don't mind
who. Go on then, you can blame you then.
9, 16, 3.
Okay.
I should make it, it's my pub after all.
Okay, and roll a d6.
4.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you waiting for Veerly to return then, are you?
Mm-hmm.
He's in the forest.
What time of day is it when the judge came around?
Late morning.
Late morning.
He's meant to be returning in the evening.
Mm.
We need to be out in the forest before dark.
Yeah, because otherwise we would have to wait till the next day to lose a whole day.
Well, in that case, then I am going to take the heart.
We're going to the forest. He's in the forest. We'll find him.
Mm-hmm.
Because the forest is really small. If two people go there, they're bound to bump
into each other. Yeah, I mean, you know. it's only
shall we pause here?
This is a good point to pause. XP each.
I didn't kill the judge.
Yeah, I'll have his.
That's Tony's. One is for Tony, one is for Matthew, one is for Andrew.
Thank you.
I've dropped yours down there, yeah.
Oh,
get your XP at the end of the scene.
I really wanted to kill the judge then.
Probably wouldn't have ended that well for us if you had.
No. That's why 50% of the inn.
That's why, yeah, Popwise getting the inn.
Well, 50% of the inn, because you've been there since before the foundations were laid. But I didn't want to disinherit you or kick you two out completely.
Bloody humans.
Funny humans. First against the wall when the revolution comes.
Mm-hmm. In Granite Hold. Unless it's a human revolution, in which case it would be the goblins and the changelings and the ogres first against the wall.
Oh, this is the sound of Dave eating a dark chocolate Tunnocks tea cake. Oh my god, I love this.
What's that?
I love it. Oh my god.
What? Everyone need anything out of the fucking fridge?
No, okay. Right. So it's now late morning on the day that you realise that Amla had gone the night before and that the judge and the others came and saw you. What are you doing, guys?
Right. I am wiping my napkin. I am sitting up for my delicious split pea and ham hock soup.
Are you having for early lunch, was it?
They were having a bit of early lunch because I was on a journey. Now, I very rarely speak to... Who's in charge? Who are we leaving in charge?
Bernard, probably.
Bernard. I say to Bernard, Duta the Goblin has two meals coming to him.
Okay.
And if Valir comes back, tell him where we've gone, tell him to come after us with his crossbow.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And where are you going exactly?
Into the forest. He'll know where you mean.
I think I'm going to take Zihar to the back, because if he comes back, while we're not here, I'm not being paranoid here, but...
Okay.
You could bring him with you.
Mm.
Yeah, they're small. They can easily go in a backpack.
Mm.
Small and light.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you taking with you?
My sword.
Mm-hmm.
Sword armour, some provisions.
Mm.
Provisions for how long?
Aha! I have 6 unspent experience points.
Okay.
And you gave me 5, and you've given me a 6, so I need one more. Thank you.
Hang on, did that 6... So... That 6 would have included what I gave you at the end of the last scenario, so give me 5.
Because I spent 26. I've got experience 26 and unspent 6. I've written it down there.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in which case... Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. So, for how many days are you taking provisions for?
Mm. Well, how much can we carry? Can we carry enough provisions for 2 weeks?
Because
that's... Obviously, we hope
yeah, just about, probably. It's quite a lot of water to carry, but... Mm. Yeah.
I'm assuming there'll be rivers and streams in the forest. Mm-hmm.
You're probably better at taking a week's worth.
We don't necessarily need to carry all the water we'll need. It's all better.
And the edge of the forest is only a couple of miles from the edge, from the wall of town. So it's not like you've got to travel for days just to get to the forest.
And we can also... forage for water using our survival skill. Oh, wrong game.
So you're just going to wander blindly off into the forest?
No. I have got steadfast skill, which allows me to... doesn't allow me anything relevant.
What does steadfast do?
I hardly ever use it. A strong or resolute test.
Okay.
For an ongoing physical effort. From traps or alchemical elixirs.
Mm. Okay, can I... Potboy, can you make a vigilant test? And Rado and Grendel, can you make a vigilant test at -3?
-3.
I would have made it, but you said -3, so no.
My vigilant is 10, but my dice is 2. So I have succeeded in my vigilance.
I have failed in my vigilance.
Okay, you don't remember this, but Potboy, you remember that before the forest became too dangerous, a number of years ago, Elgor used to love to go to a clearing with a natural spring. Where he used to go and swim and relax, which is just a few miles into the forest. And you remember that it was called Kynok Beck.
Kynok Beck. Can I remember where it was?
You got a vague idea. Mm. You don't know. You know, it's not like walking down the street to the chemist, but mm-hmm. you got a rough idea of where to go. Yeah.
So I head off.
You're actually going to say anything, or you're just going to use your head off?
What's the point in telling you where we're going? You know what Kynok Beck means? You probably don't, do you? Do you know Kynok Beck? No, you don't. So, it doesn't matter what it's called. Fact is, I know where it is.
This is going to be fun.
Come on. Grendel, let's go.
I'm off.
I stride off, silently.
Follow the ogre.
Follow the ogre. I'm in the ogre, yeah.
Okay, so you're all armed... Fully?
Mm. Oh, yes. Fully,
you're
yes.
wearing yeah. whatever armour you have.
Armor, yes,
definitely.
Yeah.
You're carrying a week's worth of food and water provisions. Yeah. There is a buzz around town about Amla having gone into the forest. And obviously there was a little bit of a buzz about Elgor having gone into the forest a week earlier. And so as you're walking through...
Can we get a sense of... How sympathetic this buzz is it?
It's
of these nice goblins have
gone
off.
What's the make a? I guess it's vigilant again. Actually, probably make a vigilant test to see.
Yes. No, I don't get a feeling at all.
I do. 4.
It's pretty positive, actually. Not 100%. Not overwhelmingly positive, but there's quite a lot of people who are just watching you.
Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah, you get a sense that there are a lot of people in town who are sympathetic. And people stop and watch as you're walking past. You're obviously armed and armoured and equipped for a trip to the forest, which is quite a rare thing nowadays because it tends to be very dangerous.
It's very dangerous. I didn't know that.
Back to the inn, he says.
You're
just going for a walk around town.
Yeah.
But obviously, nobody comes out of the western gate when you walk out the western gate towards the forest. And quite soon, Granite Hold is left behind you.
I'm heading the way I feel pretty confident it is, without showing them that I'm not quite as confident.
How do you feel? All right. So instead of following the yellow brick road, let's follow the ogre. Marvellous.
Can make another vigilant test, please, Matthew.
Just Matthew.
Yeah.
He's lost already.
11.
Is that a success or not?
It's not a success.
Okay. You march confidently into the forest.
Down a big hole.
Redo and Grendel following you faithfully.
Are we?
At least without complaining too much. Which is unlikely.
I imagine we're complaining quite a bit.
And it doesn't take you more than 300 or 400 meters to realise, I'm not really sure where I'm going.
Okay. I stop.
Walk into the back of him as he suddenly stops them.
So probably are you stopping because you're just picking the exact path that you remember to where we're going, or
you're lost, aren't
or
you?
Because you haven't got a clue where we're going?
You're lost.
What are you doing, guys?
I'm looking and waiting for an answer.
I'm listening.
For anything in particular?
Sound of running water.
You can hear some running water sounds, but it's not like a river, it's not like a gush.
It only needs to be a beck.
Okay, that's a reasonable thing to go for.
Probably quite a few little streams and becks in the forest, aren't there? I'm not sure it's the right one, I mean.
Yeah, but up until this point, I'm pretty sure I'd be knowing where I've been going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on. Can I hear anybody go, twang! Oh, missed!
Make a vigilant test at -5, all of you.
No.
You don't hear any. You don't hear any sounds that sound like person that is not a creature of the forest.
We missed the fact that crossbow.
So this place is called Kyburn Beck, was it?
Kynok.
Kynok Beck. So I say to both of you, when I've picked up the sound, the direction the water's coming from, is there a path that leads towards it?
You're kind of in the middle of the forest, so there's not really paths here.
But can I see the direction to go from where I hear the water?
I guess roughly, yeah.
I say just two words. Kynok Beck, and head on again.
I just look at...
Okay, just shrug. Both of you can make a vigilant test at... -5.
-5.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Probably
yes!
Probably can't.
No.
Okay. Andy, you remember very vaguely from a memory when you were very little of going to this place called Kynok Beck with your family.
All right.
When it was, again, when the forest was safer to at least enter the outskirts of.
And we're going totally the wrong direction?
And no, you think you're heading roughly in the right direction.
All right.
You can't remember very clearly, but you get it. You got a sense that you're in the right direction. Rado, you obviously didn't play much in the forest when it was safe to do so.
Town boy.
Too busy playing on my Xbox.
The Xbox. What was it then? If it was an Xbox, it's now a...
No, just cardboard.
Now a piece of cardboard. Anyway. Glad to see that the quality of my joke was matching yours.
Look at that. So you see that guy?
No, I don't think it was.
No, he did. His joke was equally shit.
No.
I think yours was shitter.
I mean, mine was quite shit.
Yes. His was quite shit. Yours was more shit.
How many points of damage did I just give you then?
Yours was... No, but GM, yours was the shittiest of the two.
Ha 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 ha.
As you're walking along,
you fall down a 10-foot
something tree, really bad happens for no apparent reason.
You notice that the canopy of the forest above you becomes denser and denser,
and crashes down
until it effectively cuts out all of the sunlight. You feel almost as if you're underground, and the air is noticeably cooler.
Pausing.
This isn't the right way to kind of back, is it? I never remember this.
You kind of think you're heading in the right direction, but you don't remember this.
I remember it. I remember going with my parents.
Forest has grown.
The forest has grown.
Evil.
Do you still think you're going the right way, Pop Boy?
Listen for the water again.
You can make another vigilant roll, yeah.
No, not at all.
One.
Potboy, you feel very confident that actually the little rise on the ground here, and even though it's much denser than you remember it, you think you're...
I stride off.
Pretty much in the right direction.
Oh, God.
In the right direction, as I was always going.
Okay, after maybe another 15 minutes of quite hard walking, maybe half an hour, the tree line suddenly opens up and you find yourself... in a clearing on what looks like the top of a very small hill.
Yeah, all right.
Looking down to a little pond.
A stream.
Kind of looking up to a little pond with a...
Hold on, top of a clearing at the top of a hill, looking up to a pond.
Well, you're still climbing up the side of the hill.
Oh, right, okay.
At the top, there is what appears to be a pond with a little beck running down sort of past you. If you pass me the pad...
Does it look familiar to you?
Yes, I'd like to pass you the pad.
It does look familiar,
I'm just
yes.
puzzled that I can see the pond.
Well, you can see where the pond is.
The side of the hill. Okay, there's a clearing there where I think the pond...
And it's familiar, because you have definitely been here before. This is Kynock Beck.
My shadow... I'm not entirely sure what the shadow does in the game, but my shadow, I said, was a deep, dark green... as though reflected in a forest pool.
Right. Mm-hmm. My shadow's red.
Grey.
It's kind of a way of detecting the essence of a creature or individual.
Yeah, well, obviously mine does. Huh? That's me. I'm deep, dark and green, as though reflected in a forest pool. But I'm just saying, we're going to a forest pool here. I'm going to feel at one with this space.
At one with the space.
Okay.
Is it otherwise?
So you've emerged from the tree line at the X.
Mm.
And you can see these lines here, these circular lines, are contour lines effectively, so it's going up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
There is definitely a spring at the top, as you know. The whole thing is surrounded by forest, but the clearing itself is quite clear.
What's this?
That's a big pile of fallen trees that have been...
Stacked?
Kind of... Yeah. They're not chopped,
mm-hmm.
But they're fallen trees that have been basically aligned and piled up in a pile.
As though being seasoned or something.
Mm.
Sort of, yeah. But you can't see very clearly because, again, you're a bit further down the hill at the moment. You haven't climbed to the top of the hill yet.
Well, I'm feeling this is the right place, so I'm striding up the hill.
I'm going to have a vigilant roll before I follow on.
Yeah, you might, but I know I'm in the right place.
No, I'm looking for things.
Things are better to
but as a player, I know you are, but my character isn't going.
No, I don't see anything because I rolled a 10. I'm not at 9.
Mm, okay.
Well, I'll be being vigilant as well. No, not that vigilant, to be honest.
Not vigilant enough.
No.
Okay. It's late afternoon now.
Mm-hmm.
There's still some light. The sun is still reasonably high in the sky, but you haven't got a lot of time left before the sun starts to set. So, Potboy, you marching to the top of the hill, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you get to the top, you can see there is a kind of a gap in the middle of the logs here.
All right. So it's like a beaver dam.
It's not a dam because they're just on the.
Yeah, but it's like somebody's made a house in this.
It's not so much a house, but there's a kind of a shape. A log length shape that's kind of been made around.
Can I see, if I bend down at this end, can I peer?
You can peer in across the top, actually. Yeah. It's quite easy to see. And you can see Elgor.
I smile. What's his state of play?
He looks dead.
Oh. He's lying on his back amongst the old logs that have been arranged almost as a coffin for him, shielding Elgor's body from the worst of the elements and from obviously, you know, from prying eyes from a distance. And there are lots of green shoots and leaves sort of growing across him, almost even through him. But he kind of looks at peace.
Prod him. He's absolutely dead. He's, just checking.
He seems to be dead. Checking. Have you guys joined?
Yes, we're up there now. Yeah. Okay. So,
does anybody have beast lore?
Beast lore?
Yes, I do have beast lore.
I think you can make a
cunning test.
From your beast lore, you think there are, you know, you're kind of.
Don't you need to make a roll?
You do need to make a roll, yeah.
Which is cunning, which I'm quite cunning. Yeah, okay, succeed, my beast lore.
Okay, you'd heard tales of goblins being reclaimed by the forest in the past when they died, and then growing and almost being reborn as ogres, but thought it was just a fanciful myth until you see this, where the forest is almost sort of reclaiming Elgor's body, and he'd only have been there for a few days. There seems to be much more growth around him than...
So in my knowledge of this myth, how long do I think this process would take in the myth?
Is there make another roll.
Yeah, succeed.
It's you think, it's the myths say weeks.
And how long is it since Elgor left?
Less than a week. Four or five days. Okay. Maybe a week at the most, actually. Maybe a week by now.
I'll explain this to the young. I'll say, I know this may sound a bit fanciful, but I don't know what I always thought that, but actually seeing what's happening here, maybe there's something.
So he's becoming an ogre, is that what you're saying?
Well, that's the myth, that's the legend. It does sound implausible, but.
Mm-hmm. It does sound implausible, that's the face.
Well,
this is my implausible face.
For the listeners, it looks like every other ugly face he makes. Which is most of them, frankly.
This is my middle finger.
He really hasn't got any respect for the GM, has he? That's the trouble.
No.
And this are the two fingers of my bow hand.
But do ogres fire bows? Or loose bows? Or shoot bows? I got a wrench.
Oh god, what a twat he really is.
All loose is fine.
You also notice up the top of this little hillock here, not actually around the logs particularly, but not far from them, there are what seems to be signs of a struggle.
Puzzled. Okay, I'm looking at this. Can I make a vigilant roll and see what went on?
You can make a vigilant roll.
Or a cunning roll or something.
Which is more vigilant, I think. Vigilant. And the same for you guys as well, if you wish to.
No.
I am quite vigilant. Three.
Yes, three.
No,
also.
I'm in that.
Okay.
That's scuffed over to me.
Potboy, you see that there are a lot of sort of scuff marks on the ground. There's definitely been a struggle. And there's what appear to be some drag marks in the mud heading away. So in the direction from there to there.
Yeah, heading in that direction.
So there's lots of what appear to be almost like spear marks in the ground, like a blunt end of spear, like little sort of like spots like that, and what appears to be, you know, humanoid drag marks. Rado, you succeeded as well, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You can see. On the ground is a belt buckle. And you recognise it as Amla's. Right in the middle of all these scuff marks.
Don't you do the silent one?
No, I'm definitely going to kill myself.
Everyone does the silent one.
Well, I'm assuming you both would recognise Amla's belt buckle.
Yes.
I don't need to spell it out for you.
Is that Amla's belt buckle? For the benefit of our listeners.
Well... For many of the visitors, Jim had already explained that I found Amla's belt buckle.
Yeah, but then just go... The listeners can't see you go...
Yeah, but then the listeners can't see you do 90% of what you do as potboy, but you don't complain about that, do you?
Yeah, but they're entertained by what I do.
That's kind of debatable.
And they're entertained by those noises that these other people make. That's the most entertaining.
That's the entertaining bit, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so resolutely marching after the drag marks.
Yes, okay.
As you start to march down...
And
on the hill here.
I'm pulling my sword out, by the way.
Yep. In the distance, you can hear the sounds of the bells of the Church of the Sun in Granite Hole.
All right.
No, we should probably...
Nah, only a chance in the Granite Hole. It's fine in the countryside.
Yeah, it's nothing nasty out here.
Sure.
I'm sure we've been in the countryside at night time before, haven't we?
In caves.
We might have sort of camped somewhere.
In a cave.
There was the time he was getting burned, and that was in the night time in the countryside. Yeah, admittedly, it wasn't a particularly good time for him.
No.
And you did then hide in the basement of the red windmill.
Yeah.
Okay. Overnight.
Can you see a hiding place? Yeah, in the
Is there somewhere under all these logs where you can shelter?
Make a discreet test.
Discreet?
Yeah.
No. Fail. Anyone else want to have a go looking for somewhere where we can shelter from the
night? No, failed.
Surprisingly, I have a discreet of 5. I've got a 4. You can't see me.
It's not so much that you're trying to hide, this is about you trying to find somewhere to hide.
Yeah. Okay. But no, I'm suddenly realising that us ogres, surely all we do is we stay very, very still.
Well, you can try that if you like.
If you, with your discreet, if you could point out somewhere for us to shelter.
You do find, under this, because these logs are covering quite a big area, there is a kind of a gap where you could squeeze under, and there's a little gap in there. Mm-hmm.
These changings to squeeze under, can I squeeze under?
No. I think with a strong test, you could squeeze under, and the strong test is you subtly shifting the log to allow yourself to get in without having the logs crush you all of you to death.
Okay, so...
we're all crushed to death.
And then I'll subtly shift the log.
Yeah, we'll crush it.
Not necessarily. Possibly. No, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I just crushed myself to death.
Did you fail?
No, you don't have to. I'm doing a strong test.
Right.
We can just fit in anyway, can't we? We don't need to.
And it's a 7 on 13.
That's a bit of relief.
That's relief.
You managed to be able to squeeze into the gap.
And now I'm being very still.
Okay.
I think goblins can survive. Ogres can survive in there.
Can they?
Sure they can.
Well, why are you squeezing underneath the logs then?
Well, to protect you. I'm sort of like the plug. I'm like a big ogre door.
You're like a... Roadworks on the A14, aren't you?
No.
Overnight closure.
I wonder whether maybe we might have drunk a little too much.
I think I haven't drunk enough.
Or maybe not enough.
Okay.
After half an hour, the bells stop ringing,
mm-hmm.
and the darkness descends. You can hear some things moving around in the forest, and you hear the odd cry.
And we get crushed to death.
And there's even something that's definitely walking around the logs. Something relatively small. Well, a number of somethings.
Mm-hmm.
Relatively small, but you can't see what they are, but they don't seem to detect you. And so you come through the night unscathed. The sun rises.
Mm-hmm.
And there is light on the forest again.
I'm going to squeeze out of the logs, and they've all been supported by my weight, and they all
Well, I'd say good game.
A quick check on Elgor.
Yeah, he's still there.
Nothing's changed.
Is he more growth?
A bit more growth. Yeah, absolutely. He still looks.
I look at the tracks.
Happy and peaceful.
Mm-hmm. I nod.
Mm-hmm.
He's striding off.
Okay, can you make Vigilant plus 5 test?
Plus 5.
Bloody hell.
Vigilant plus 5.
To follow these dragons.
Yes.
Marks.
No. I'll follow these guys.
I've got 9. I haven't made it my natural score anyway.
Because they are quite...
7.
They are quite 15. Obvious. They're quite deep. Mm-hmm. Clearly, whatever was being dragged was resisting quite hard.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's one of these imps who's got him.
I'm wondering whether it's some sort of weird spider creature. with pointy feet.
Mm-hmm.
That look like the ends of spears.
Look a bit.
Pointy toed fucker.
They look like what, sorry?
The ends of spears.
Mm.
I can see these holes. Something.
Yeah, it could be. Oh, that's a giant spiders, marvellous.
Marvellous, yeah. And so the person is wrapped up in spider web and then dragged.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, maybe. But we shall see.
Okay, you follow these drag marks, which after actually quite a long time, after, you know, 500 yards or something, are no longer so...
clear.
No, they're still quite clear, but they're no longer so ragged and messy, and then they just become...
The prey has stopped struggling.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And you follow them, and they remain quite easy to follow. They, you know, the whatever's doing the dragging doesn't seem to be doing anything particularly to hide the fact that they're passing through the forest. I'll make you make one more plus five vigilant roll. You've been following them for a few hours, so it's now probably midday.
Plus five, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I succeed on that.
I succeed on that.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, okay, so you're still able to follow.
Mm.
Follow the drag marks. As you're walking along, there is a beck that comes down in front of you.
Cannot Beck was the other one. This is Anton Du.
This is... You're quite a long way. You're probably a few miles away from Kynok Beck now.
Yeah, well, we understood. We just didn't think it was funny.
And this beck sort of slips through the rocks and the mossy undergrowth. But the water, which otherwise is really looks really clear and crisp, seems to have some dark, putrid tendrils of something in it. Almost a bit like, you know, someone's dripped some ink into it.
Large me.
Oh, does it look like... the weird dark stuff that he saw. We didn't see it, is that right?
Well, the tendrils,
the ghost.
But they weren't dark, they were. You saw them as kind of wispy, like smoky light, things. Wispy. Okay.
Was in the basement.
This is kind of blood, this is like blood.
It looks black rather than red. There's no red tinge to it as far as you can see. It could be, but it certainly looks quite black.
Alright.
So after another couple of hours, as the day's dragging on a little bit, the drag marks start to go uphill again.
All right.
And you're reaching a rising area of ground that's very heavily overgrown. Can everybody make a vigilant test, please?
No, I don't want that. Just normal this time, is it?
Yep, just normal.
Plus five. Nope.
Well, yeah, made it.
Fail.
Matthew?
All right. What?
Well, if you just go left down the hill, Matt, you'll be safe.
Vigilant test plus five or just straight vigilance?
Just straight vigilance. What did you roll, Tom?
I rolled 12 against my vigilance of 20.
20.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe he walks off the mountain then.
And you failed, you Tom?
I failed.
So Potboy is pounding resolutely up the hill.
Mm.
Following the drag marks as far as you can see them. You're a little bit further down behind him, and as you're marching up, you begin to realise that this area of rising ground isn't natural.
All right.
And it seems like it's an overgrown ruin.
Ah. Uh-huh.
But at that point, the ground falls out from under Potboy.
You have been listening to The Simbaroom Effect, presented by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. The music was the Carvosti theme by Iron Pact Orchestra, used with permission of Young Ringer. Typefaces are Code by Font Fabric and Season of the Witch Black by ImageX.